Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast, the best podcast ever produced for a number of reasons. Obviously, the best reason is you're figuring out the truth. What is happening in the world? What's really going on? It's an amazing time to be alive. Once you understand what is going on, it will literally change your life because you'll see so many different angles in this world, so many things going on, and you'll put all the pieces together. It's amazing. So let's start this off once again. Go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource to explain to you what is going on. What is going on is very complicated. I can't just explain it in 3 minutes. We still see a lot of people, especially here in Canada, they have no idea why is Trump talking about annexing us? Why is Trump talking about, you know, all this stuff about tariffs? And it's very easy to put together when you understand your government is involved in high-level treason with America's enemies. There is a covert plan to attack and destroy the United States of America, or the backbone, the protector of the Western world. This is so that once America had fallen from grace or something bad had happened to her, they were able to reshape the world, take over various countries, and bring their communist utopia to life. Now, remember, if we go back in world history and we study it and we go back to the Russian Revolution in 1917, you'll understand one thing. There's no such thing as a communist utopia. Now, half of us are smart and half of us can put this together and we know this. So what happens to our half when they try to pull this on us and we say no? Well, if you went back to the Soviet Union and its inception, you understand that they come into a problem, which is they have to kill off a large percent of their population to put their utopia. It's so wonderful, this utopia, that we're just going to have to get rid of one third of our population. Unfortunately, it's really difficult to explain this, but they're the problem, right? So think about this. If they're going to do a global revolution of this magnitude, which means setting up a plant in the White House to set up the war, creating Zelensky and all this stuff, and then Ukraine to bring everyone to war, and everything that they were doing in Iran and preparing Iran for the war with Israel and preparing China for the war. Okay, so if you put us all together, they have to put a blackmail operation in place before they pull off this giant war. Now, I've been talking about for quite some time on the podcast the very theories about the vaccine and theories about coronavirus, and I detailed to everybody that my thoughts were that coronavirus was, in fact, the blackmail operation put into place before the war. So we're just going to talk about some of my various theories about what I thought about this. Now, a lot of people thought I was crazy and said, oh, this is ridiculous. Now, is the vaccine deadly? Absolutely. Did I take the vaccine? No, I didn't take any of the vaccine because I knew that coronavirus was not deadly right away. As soon as it came out, I was like, oh, look at the stats. Those who are 90 plus are in danger. Somebody like myself who is healthy is not in danger. So I chose not to get the vaccine. Now, do I think the vaccine is going to kill off everybody in a 10-year period that took it? Absolutely not. But I do believe that vaccine, especially the technology, was meant for other nefarious purposes. And specifically, coronavirus was detailed for a nefarious purpose as well. So think about it. Think about the pandemic kind of being a two-stage pandemic where the blackmail is kind of put in before this war happens. So if you're going to go for Israel, Europe, Taiwan, and Canada, and then institute control through chaos, you put this blackmail into power by specifically one reason and one reason only. The first stage of coronavirus was designed to basically be super transmissible and for everybody to have it all the single time. Now, if you ever study kind of coronavirus and their engineering, they're famous for what's called recombination events, which means that if a host has an infection of a coronavirus and then it gets another infection of a coronavirus, it can cause a recombination event, which means that the virus then specifically multiplies and you get a spawn off of a new virus, which is a combination of the both, okay? These are what coronaviruses are famous for. And if you want to understand this, again, go to theawakener.ca. So my theory is that coronavirus was the blackmail, specifically the transmissibility first, and then they were going to follow up with the lethality, which is a MERS-based coronavirus, which China just announced that they had. Wow, we had just discovered a MERS-based coronavirus in the same family that attaches to human cells. Interesting. So think about it this way. You can't engineer a coronavirus to be highly transmissible and highly fatal at the same time. The higher the fatality, the quicker the host, the host dies off too fast. It's not, it doesn't grab or it doesn't transmit. So they can't make a virus, a super virus, and just release it and have their Armageddon. They need to have a joint infection with a host, which means they introduce, once again, the transmissibility, and then you introduce the lethality later on. And then you have a spawn off of something that is both lethal and transmissible. So specifically, the vaccine and the technology is actually not used for this version of coronavirus. And that's why people can't identify that, hey, something is wrong here, because that technology is meant for a MERS-CoV virus or vaccine that's meant for a highly lethal virus, excuse me. So if you put all the pieces together, they needed to get Joe Biden in a scramble to reorganize. They weren't expecting to have Trump in their face. So what happened was, is they released coronavirus and they highlighted it. They explained to everybody, hey, look at the transmissibility. Look at how everyone's getting sick all the time. This is very, very deadly. And when they used that to get Biden in the White House, as we know, what did Trump do? Trump brought their vaccine and their technology out ahead of time. So a lot of people right now are saying, well, Trump was the one who instigated these vaccines. Trump is the one who shut everything down. Why is he talking about, oh, the vaccine is bad? And why is he talking about, you know, we should have these mandates all gone away, because he sounds like a hypocrite? And the truth of the matter is, you know, Trump is the opposite imperialistic force of Obama. He's the U.S. imperialistic force, which I've detailed for quite some time. So realistically, where I think this is going is that China has that virus ready to go. They announced it in the news. And they're waiting for, obviously, this war to happen. And then successful completion is the release of, obviously, the pandemic. Their goal is, like I said, put the blackmail into place, have the war, and then obviously kill off the population that disagrees with the way the world is. Well, like, you know, you don't have your freedoms anymore. The world's a little bit different now. Are you going to comply? If you're a threat, well, that's it for you. The really interesting thing that's happening is that you get this AI development that's happening with Elon Musk and Trump, and obviously China's developing AI. And this whole system or this whole network really goes all the way back to the vaccines and kind of this technology and how it relates to identifying what version of this coronavirus you have, what strain, and if you require a vaccine for that strain. So it's really interesting whether they're going to have an on-your-person kind of AI system where they can kind of medically diagnose you from a distance and kind of get you the vaccine that you need. All this is very interesting and kind of a suspicion of mine that you can see on theawakener.ca. So before I let you go, once again, go to theawakener.ca. You can see all kind of what is happening, a historical synopsis. You can see all the latest 16 years and all the plot that is happening and all watch it unfold and or fail. It's a beautiful time to be alive. So I'll see you there.